Yeah, it's very good. Two from two, as you said. It's a nice feeling. So, yes, we've got a couple of days now to rest and recover and build up towards what's a big game on Saturday. Yeah, I think it was comfortable as mine it looked. I think it was comfortable in the end. I think it could have been more comfortable. We would have liked it that way. But I think you got to give a lot of credit to, well, one, how Tony played in the first innings. But we knew from the game we played against PNG a couple of years ago in Townsville, in that four-day game, and we played a lot of one-day cricket against them, but how disciplined they are and how much they stick to their plan, how much they keep going. And they showed that in the field. There's some unbelievable fielding out there from them. If they hadn't fielded like that, the game would have been over five overs earlier. It was a serious effort. So I think you've got to give a lot of credit to how they played and how they persisted and kept at it throughout the 50 overs in the field as well. Look, yeah, potentially couldn't have that, but we lost a couple of wickets and it was never in doubt. So we lost two from then on. So it was myself and Kevin, and then Dockers and Wills saw at home needing the 30. So it's still comfortable, but yeah, as I said, a few overs earlier, things like that, then it would have been nice, but it's two more points competition. Yeah, obviously Baz missed out. It was pretty much a horse's coach's decision. And he performed very well. I think that's the stage we're at. We've got a couple of lads sitting on the sidelines that are raring to go, and it's a tough call on Baz, because Baz, he's done very well in the last probably 10 ODIs, at least, that he's played, or since he's come into ODI side. So it's a tough call leaving him out, but whenever it's a case like that, and it's just a pure tactical decision, it's tough on him. But yeah, I think it was the right decision that we had to make. Yeah, we set it up pretty well there. Obviously, been nice to one of us to see it through to the end, and yeah, it obviously becomes a bit more comfortable when that happens. But yeah, there's little hiccups along the way, and it made it a bit closer. And it's just regardless of what's happened out there, we've won a close game of cricket, or it's come down to a little bit of pressure situation for lads going in, and that's only going to help us further down the tournament.
See yourself, big game player now. You're going to be on a 50 in the warm-up games, but this is your second 50 in 5 cap matches, or second 105 cap matches.
Yeah, I'm massive on stats. Yeah, like I felt terrible against Scotland in the last warm-up game, but like, I had a look at a couple of videos. It was easy to correct what I was doing. So yeah, I felt pretty good against the Dutch, and then obviously today. So it's nice to get a few runs and contribute towards winning.
William, congratulations on the win. Winning the toss and electing to bowl first. What were your assessments of the conditions at the end?
Look, I think there's been a bit of rain around this last while, and then the pitches have been under covers and things like that. So I think that time in the morning, there's generally potentially a little bit there. But again, if you play well and you get through that, I think the pitch generally flattens out. So it's just a matter of just a case of utilising those if you do win the toss.
Bowling
Andrew
O'Brien nearly right through his 10 over, then he went for an 8 over spell. What was the rationale behind that, taking place on the ball?
No, we from the last game we played the extra spinner today, Seamer missed out. So yeah, he was always going to bowl and bowl quite early, and we managed to get a couple of wickets, and the lefties came in as well. So it was him over Dockers. We were always going to generally get through 20 overs with those two, with Sterlow in the wings as well. And then yeah, just go from there.
Two in two, William. What is it that is doing better than the teams you've played so far?
Got more runs. I think we've played some very good cricket. We had a very good game against Holland, which was rain interrupted, and then we had a solid enough performance today to get us over the line. The thing we've got to look forward to now is Saturday. So it's obviously a massive game in the context of the competition against the West Indies. So there's a big 2 points up for grabs there for both teams. So we've got to, as I said, mentioned just earlier, we've got to rest and get going again and recoup. For Saturday, we've got a couple of days now between games, which is obviously a nice little break.
Awesome.
To break up before games. So yeah, Saturday's obviously going to be a big one.
Initial reaction to
Afghanistan, look, they're a very good side. I'm sure they'll bounce back. There's a lot of cricket to be played in these next 2 weeks. So I think anyone that gets caught up and looking too far down the line is going to get bitten.
Thank you.